Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is Wisdom Wednesday, March 21st, 2018. I believe today is the first day of spring. I don't really pay that much attention to that kind of thing down here in beautiful Arizona, where we have another spectacular purple and blue sunset behind me at the end of another fantastic day. But for those of you who are going through the global warming of a crazy, stormy, snowy winter, wish you were here. Okay, rhino of the day is this very cool rhino. It is a, some kind of a clay rhino. Very cool, and he is running. Of course, oh, my beautiful wife Michelle is here. And so for rhinos, of course, we call that charging. But based on the way his legs are here, we'll say he's running, and that's today's Wisdom Wednesday tip. It comes from the late great business philosopher Jim Rohn, who said, either you run your day or your day will run you. And this is especially important for business owners, for entrepreneurs, because we are our own boss. We're a boss of plenty of other people too, and we've usually got lots of things we have to do for our business. And before you know it, the day goes by like here, and you look back and you say, man, did I get everything accomplished that I wanted? Or at least did I get the important things accomplished that I wanted? And Neil Morris here. Great seeing you, Neil. So here's my wish for all of you for tomorrow. Give this some thought. And when you wake up tomorrow, or even tonight before, or right now, before you, as you plan your day tomorrow, before you get up, I want you to concentrate on what we all need to do, which is make the most of the day, and we need to run our day. Okay, so today I had a fantastic day, talked to some clients, got a ton of stuff done, crossed a whole bunch of things off the to-do list, but also my day was filled with a few interruptions of people trying to run my day and give me things to do that weren't on my list of what to do. So you always have to keep that in mind. And so depending on what business you're in, you know, I've seen some business owners really, unfortunately, suffer from this, especially right now. I have a home on the market we're looking to sell, and for real estate agents, this reminds me, they are almost always letting other people run their business and run their lives. They take their cell phone everywhere they go. They'll answer it within 5 minutes. They're always, 7 days a week. I mean, they'll always call you back on a Saturday or a Sunday, and especially if there's an offer coming in or there's a listing to be had, and they'll just let everyone else run their day and interrupt them. And so, of course, that's something I would never do. It's a profession I'd never have unless I could arrange it. Like, I know actually real estate professionals who do arrange it so that they are in control of their day. So even now that I think about it, real estate agents, we're in control of our day. So we've got to run our day. So write down, let's say, the three main things you want to accomplish tomorrow and tackle those immediately at the start of tomorrow, so you can have a fully accomplished, successful day, and then no matter what happens, you already have been successful and have run your day. Too many people get up and they don't really have their goals for the day or their must-dos for the day, and they'll dive into email or social media and be torn all over the place, and people wanting them to do what they want done, not what we need to get done. So that's Wisdom Wednesday. Heed the advice of the late, great Jim Rohn, and we need to run our day and not let others run it for us. Make sense? Hey, Neil, great seeing you. Any comments, questions, concerns, disagree, agree, anything at all, put it in a comment. I always reply when appropriate. And that's it for Wisdom Wednesday. I'll see you back here tomorrow on Throwback Thursday. I always pull something out of the archives, and often it has a business bent to it. As with most entrepreneurs, my business and my personal life are intertwined at all times. I love what I do. So I don't even consider it work or business. I just consider it my life, being an entrepreneur. So let's dive into the archives and see what I pull out for tomorrow. Take care to you too, Neil. Thanks for being here today. My rhino and I are going to run as we ran our day and did not let others or the day run itself for us. That's it for Wisdom Wednesday. Catch you tomorrow on Throwback Thursday. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.